It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We want to express our sincere thanks for giving to Wisconsin Public Radio. During our Giving Tuesday now, your generosity keeps us connected with essential news and these thoughtful conversations. If you missed Giving Tuesday now, there's still time for your gift at WPR.org. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every single day. Thank you so much. Right now, we're talking about changes in the works at the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles. The State Transportation Department announced yesterday that teen drivers will not need to pass a behind-the-wheel test in order to get a driver's license. The new rule goes into effect Monday. It's one of the changes due to the pandemic. Do you have a teenager at home who hasn't been able to get their driver's license due to canceled DMV road tests? Do you have questions about how to renew your license during the pandemic? Let's talk about it. 800-642-1234. Christina Boardman is the administrator for the State Division of Motor Vehicles. Christina, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to talk about these topics.
Yeah, so explain for us, first of all, what is the situation at DMV offices, locations around the state? Are they partially open, mostly open? Because there are dozens of, like 90 locations.
Correct. We have, about the end of March, we started dialing down some of the services. We took our vehicle-related transactions out of the offices because there are online mail and third-party options for those. So that took about 50% of our customers out of the lobbies. And then we started looking at critical services for driver licenses and ID cards, giving special emphasis to what people need to remain employed, especially with commercial driver licenses. So this week, we're finishing out this week, you need to have an appointment for service, and it needs to be what we're deemed an essential service. You're a first-time Wisconsin resident. You need to get your driver's license, your ID card, and again, those commercial driver licenses. We're going to dial that back up a little bit beginning next week. We're going to allow teens into our office to take the knowledge test to get their instruction permit, and we're not going to require an appointment in advance, although we do encourage it. We do have social distancing protocols in place. We've been outfitting our offices with plexiglass shields and additional cleaning supplies. So we're keeping an eye on all the transactions. We do have a backlog, but we're figuring out the best way to get through this.
And where is the backlog in particular?
Well, we have extended about 80,000 driver licenses to give them additional time that you may have celebrated a birthday during this pandemic. So we've given like 60-day extensions at a time, and those are going to run out probably at the end of July because that will be 60 days from the end of the Safer at Home order. So, and another 10,000 driver licenses come due every single week. So with this significant backlog, we wanted to look at what we could do to provide additional options. So we are offering an online driver license renewal for people under the age of 65 who have not had any medical or vision changes that affect their ability to operate a vehicle safely. You can go online, you can pay your fee. You'll be instantly updated. You'll receive a receipt, which is good for driving, and then your card will come in the mail in about a week. And you get to stay 8 years young with your previous photo on file.
Ah, so they'll use the previous photo on file and just update your driver's license information. What about the real ID? Can you still get it that way online?
No, you cannot. So we want people to think about this and make the decision that's right for them. The real ID deadline has been extended. It is now October 1. 2021, but it does require an in-person visit. You need to come in with some documentation. We need to take care of that. So if you need that real ID, then the online option is not for you. But if you already have a real ID or you've determined that you really don't need one, the online alternative would be a great choice.
We're talking with Christina Boardman, the administrator for the State Division of Motor Vehicles. We're talking about how DMV services are being delivered during the COVID-19 pandemic. With your questions along the way here, 800-642-1234. Christina, let's look specifically at the road test for teen drivers. What is the situation there with getting rid of the behind-the-wheel test?
Well, that, we also have a backlog with that. We've canceled about 16,000 road tests since the beginning of March because we weren't able to offer those safely. We know there's a lot of impatient people out there, and we're not trying to circumvent safety. We just look at our options, and we know that there's many, many requirements that are in place for people under the age of 18, and that includes 30 hours of classroom driver's ed. They need to have behind the wheel with a certified instructor, and they need to spend at least 30 hours in the car with their parent or guardian to log additional practice as well. And once they're licensed, they're on a what's called a graduated driver license or a GDL. There's additional restrictions that are placed on that in terms of hours of operation, who can be in the car with you. Of course, there's cell phone restrictions. So because of those requirements that are in place, we feel comfortable partnering with that parent. If they are comfortable knowing the 30-plus hours that they have spent in the car, then we will waive the 15-minute check ride with DMV. If they are not comfortable making that decision, it's business as usual, and you can schedule an appointment, and we will take care of that as soon as possible.
And those 15-minute check rides, you had a very high pass rate on those.
Yes, for people that take driver's ed, they're well prepared. And between the first and second time, we have a few that have stage fright that first time, but they're passing at 98%. People that are over the age of 18, they're only required to hold their permit for 7 days. They do not have to take driver's ed, and that shows in the pass rate. They're passing at about 68%. So again, we have lots of restrictions in place for those. And we, when you get that permit, which you must hold for at least 6 months, we are giving that parent some advice on how to work through those 6 months with their teen. There's a log in there to keep track of all the hours. We even have a mobile app that you can click start when you get in the car to make sure that you're accurate when you're accounting. And, you know, we know that that is a partnership, and we are relying on them if they are willing to certify under penalty of perjury that they've done all those hours and take responsibility, then we feel like their 30 hours means something, and we will accept their word for that.
Christina, we heard from Michael in Lake Geneva who couldn't stay with us. Michael's son has done the written portion of the driver's ed through the school, and the second portion is paid for but hasn't been completed since schools are closed now. What are the options? How do they proceed?
Well, we're not going to shortchange the requirements. So those schools, they will be coming back on board, and they will be offering the behind-the-wheel classes. And so, we do feel like that is a critical part of the practice and the training. So we're not getting rid of that. That is still required. I do know that they've been delayed with the closure, but we are still working with our driver's ed partners to make sure that all of the requirements are being met.
Let's go to Jim now in Wapaka. Hi, Jim.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your situation?
My daughter is now 15 and a half, and she's taking online courses, and she's just about done with that to get her learner's permit. But right now, I don't know of any way for her to actually get the learner's permit. Is there anything going to be in the works so that there's some way to maybe online, take the written test so that we can start doing the driving portion of the learner's permit?
Absolutely. Thank you for your patience and your daughter's patience. Beginning Monday, she can go into her local DMV, including that one in Wapaka. She can take the knowledge test, and we will get her the permit.
Jim, thank you for, thanks for the question. Let's go to Robert now in Brookfield. Hi, Robert. Oh, Robert, are you with us? I hear the radio in the background.
Yes, I am.
Okay, hi.
Hi. Oh, am I on the air?
Yes, you are. Yeah.
Okay, I'll be 73 in July, and my license needs to be renewed. And I understand that you have to be 65 or younger to be able to renew online. What do people do when they are older? I'd rather not have to come into the DMV, obviously, at my age.
Thank you for the question. I do understand your concern. We have extended the licenses during this period. We have found ways to really make that visit most efficient for people that need to come in. So you can complete your application online, you can submit it in advance, and you can book an appointment at your local office. We do have, as I indicated earlier, we have safety equipment in place. We have cleaning supplies, and we can, and we are exercising social distancing. So we will get you in and out of the office as soon as possible.
Robert, thank you for that call. John in Oneida, hi, what is your situation?
I'm from Texas.
Yeah, hi.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm from Texas, and my license expired on 2022, but to be a resident, to get even a room, or rent a room, or anything like that, I need to be a resident in here. And I'm 80 years old. I don't know what to do at this time.
So if you had a license in Texas, you can come into your local DMV and bring all of the documentation that's required. Please go to wisconsindmv.gov. You can see a list of what is required, including that residency information, and we can trade in that Texas driver's license for a Wisconsin one, assuming all other requirements are met.
John, thank you for the call. We have DMV Administrator Christina Boardman fielding your questions about how services are being handled during the pandemic. Have you used the DMV website in recent weeks? Could you handle your DMV business remotely? Do you anticipate a trip to the DMV and question whether you can do it without going in? Still time to talk. We're at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Back in a minute with Christina Boardman here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The state DMV collects about $850 million a year through its services. There are more than 4 million drivers and nearly 6 million registered vehicles in our state. We're learning about how the pandemic is affecting services with your questions for DMV Administrator Christina Boardman, who stays with us. We heard from Ruth, called in from West Allis, couldn't stay with us. Christina wants to know, when will the emissions testing for renewal of automobile testing, when will that be resumed, since that was also put on hold due to the pandemic?
Sure. What we did was we worked with the DNR to extend that so that people could go ahead online and renew their registration, even though they required an emissions test. So once all of those emissions testers are out and available and doing those tests, then we will make sure that people are getting their cars checked again. But yes, that is currently on hold during this period of time, and people can renew as usual online.
Let's bring in another call, Jocelyn in Madison. Hi, Jocelyn.
Hi. So I was just saying, my son got his license a few months before the whole pandemic started, and I still fear, I know he's a good driver, but I still fear for my life when I'm in the car with him. And when I would have to go to high school to drop him off and, like, see all the teenage drivers, I know I'm not the only parent who's scared. Is anyone else concerned about a bunch of teenagers maybe getting their licenses without the road test? I can't be the only one.
Jocelyn, thank you so much for that question. Christina, how risky is this?
Again, as a parent, because she is spending so much time in the car, if she is not comfortable waiving that road test, then we don't want to put her as a parent in that position. So we are happy to go ahead and issue those road tests as usual. Some people need a little bit more time and practice, and I think parents are in a great position to recognize that with the amount of time that they're spending in that car. But we are finding that the training is effective, and the graduated driver license and the restrictions that are included with that have been significant for Wisconsin. That went into effect in the year 2000, and it has decreased crash rates for teens about 60%. So by eliminating those distractions in the car, that has made a big difference. But again, we want to work with her as a partner and a parent. And if she's not comfortable waiving that on her own and accepting that liability, then we don't want her to have to do that. We'll go ahead and test.
Well, this is also a pilot program. You're collecting data here on accidents. Is that right?
Absolutely. It is a pilot program. We have a control group. We're looking at people that will have it waived versus those that don't have it waived. You know, do they have additional moving violations? Are there additional crashes? And we want to be very transparent about the data that we're collecting, and we will share that data with the legislature. So this is not a permanent change. We don't have the authority to do that, but we do have the authority for the pilot. We know many of our partners in the Midwest are already doing this. Iowa has done this for 20 plus years. Nebraska does this with the parent signing off. Indiana has something, if you've had driver's ed, that you can waive the road test. Virginia does it. So we have talked to those partners in other states, and they feel that they have a very safe program in place. And again, it is because driver's education is so important and so effective.
Cole called in from Sun Prairie, couldn't stay with us, and wants to know about online services for renewing licenses, but is misunderstanding if that only runs until the end of July. Does that incorporate changes in vision if Cole has eyeglass prescriptions updated?
If his prescription has changed, that he can still renew online. If he has a corrective lenses restriction on his license, that will carry forward. What we're really looking at are people that have a new medical issue that is not accounted for with their driver's license. We did some testing on this, and we looked at a group of people in this age group coming in for their vision test, and we found with this age group, less than 1% register a change, and so we feel very comfortable with that. But great question. If it's just a minor change in his prescription, but he already has the corrective lenses restriction on his license, he can still renew online.
Talking with Christina Boardman, the administrator for the State Division of Motor Vehicles, looking at how DMV services are adjusting during the pandemic. Let's take another call. Richard is with us from Middleton. Hi, Richard.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I just, it's really been tough getting through. Mine expires here at the end of May, and I've been trying to through email and finally got a response a couple of weeks ago, but I got my form, they showed me that I could renew mine, or specifically it says to renew, to fill out this 301 form and send a check for $34. I've been kind of waiting to get a response, and you don't get a response back. But what I did yesterday, in fact, I filled out that form and sent a check, a certified mail, to the DMV because I didn't hear anything about it being extended, and maybe it did it now. But I guess my question is, I filled out this 301 form and sent a check for $34. To renew it. And now what happens to that?
What happens next, Christina?
Well, you currently cannot renew by mail, so I'll have to look into that issue. But we will work with you on that. Your license, because we will make sure that it's extended through the end of July. We want to give some time post the Safer at Home order. So we will work with you to make sure that's taken care of.
Richard, thank you. Let's go to Rose now in River Falls. Hi, Rose. What is your question?
Yes, good morning. My daughter has completed the online portion of the driver's ed test, and she's going to turn 18 in 2 weeks. So how do I proceed to get her permit? Do I just wait till she turns 18 and then apply for it?
So she has her permit now, or she does not have her permit?
No, she does not have her permit, but she has completed the online portion. She's going to turn 18 on May 20th.
Okay. To get the permit, she needs to come into one of our offices, and she can do that beginning on Monday to take the knowledge test, and then she will get the permit. And then she needs to hold that for at least 7 days and then take the road test with us.
Okay. But because she is not 18, so we have to wait until she's 18 to take the test?
Yes.
Okay.
Once you're 18, you do not have to take driver's ed. So if she's not planning to take a full driver's ed class and the behind the wheel, then she should wait until she's 18.
Okay. Sounds good. And my second question is, my son is wants to buy a car, but the seller has lost his registration form, title form. And he submitted a request for a renewal several months ago, probably mid-February, and has not heard anything back. When would we anticipate that he could get it back?
So this is for a lost title. Is that right, Rose?
Correct, a lost title.
Yeah, Christina?
So you purchased your vehicle at the dealership, and then you worked with the dealership for them to submit the paperwork on your behalf?
No, this is a private dealer.
Okay. We are still processing all those title applications, so assuming it was all mailed in here, we're opening that. We are processing all of that in the order that it's been received, and so you should be getting that shortly.
Rose, thank you for those questions. Christina, you know, the DMV employs hundreds of staffers, over 700. How many of your staff can continue to work from home or work remotely?
Well, all of our communication centers, so people that are answering the phone, answering emails, we have many people that are doing processing on our online systems, so they are all working from home. And so about half of our workforce is able to do that. We do have people working here in Madison at Hill Farms, making sure all of the mail is collected and it's scanned and it's made available for people to process. Our service center statewide, we don't really have that luxury of being able to work from home. And so we have been making work available in our offices, again, employing social distancing for the people that are able to remain with us during this period of time.
Christina, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Christina Boardman, Administrator for the State Division of Motor Vehicles. Just ahead, we get an update on the 7th Congressional District election. Central and Northern Wisconsin voters head back to the polls Tuesday to decide a seat that's been vacant since former Congressman Sean Duffy resigned in September. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.